Welcome to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Leslie Hunt, your volunteer broadcaster, and you are at Soap Opera Stars. I have got a great lineup of articles to read to you today from Soap Opera Digest. I'm going to start with late breaking news, early editions, comings and goings, hot plots preview, and then I've got February sweeps overview. So we'll go to that. Of course, we'll talk about Roundup, and let's take it from there. I'm going to start with late breaking news. Monica Ruiz comes to Bold and Beautiful. Monica Ruiz, best known as the Peloton wife, appears on Bold and Beautiful as Dr. Escobar, an acting gig she's grateful for in the aftermath of her polarizing commercial for the exercise bike that still has people talking on social media. It was funny because I was getting so many people reaching out to me in every way you can imagine, Ruiz shares, of the post-commercial media blitz. Everyone wanted me to discuss this ad. I didn't want to discuss it, but when Bold and Beautiful reached out, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, is this for real? I wasn't really sure what to think of it. My agent was like, they want to give you a real role. They don't want you to play the Peloton wife. And I was like, okay. As it turns out, Ruiz was actually a fan of the soap. I started watching the show when I was in high school, so it's been a long time, she notes. It's funny because I thought it was just going to be a little role where I'd be saying, so-and-so is here to see you, Mr. Forrester. But I play a doctor in very intense scenes with Courtney Hope, who plays Sally, and Heather Tom, who plays Katie. The most amazing actresses ever. I'm in these very dramatic scenes delivering some pretty bad news to Sally. Ruiz wanted to bring realism to her approach. I tried to think about some of the doctors I've had in my life, especially my OB when I had my little ones, someone who was very caring, that I saw frequently, she explains. That was someone I thought about when I thought about this character. She's delivering bad news, but is caring. I was trying to think what doctors I've had who have really great bedside manners. Ruiz, who has appeared in film, TV, and commercials, had a great time on the set. It was a whirlwind, she reports. There was no downtime, but it was so much fun. I get to take selfies with people. The energy was really good. It was a lot of fun. Soap actors do not get enough credit for how unbelievable they have to be. Ruiz says she'd be up for a return engagement as well. That would be amazing, she smiles. I would love it. I remember when Taylor died and she was gone for a long time and I literally screamed at the TV. That's what's so great about soaps. As for the Peloton exercise bike flap, Ruiz says that the company gave the actress a complimentary cycle of her own. After I did the Today Show, they contacted my agent and said, we want to send Monica a bike, and my husband is on it every day. Isn't it ironic that after everything, I'm the one who got it in a commercial about a wife who got it from her husband, and I got to give one to my husband? It really made me laugh. End of story. Here's another piece in late-breaking news. Meet Young and Restless's Ripley. Christian Keys is no stranger to daytime, having previously appeared on Bold and Beautiful. I did a couple of episodes years and years ago, recalls the actor. I played a bartender, and it was really interesting to me then because it reminded me of theater. You only get one take, so you have to be prepared and get it right. That was a good amount of pressure to work in. I loved it. He's now on Young and Restless playing a much more substantial role, Amanda's shady ex-fiancé Ripley Turner, and he didn't have to audition for the role. They reached out to me because they've seen me on TV, and that was such an honor, he marvels. When I first moved to Los Angeles to work as an actor, I was begging to get an audition, and here Young and Restless is asking if I was available and would I be interested in playing this character. I told my agent, hell yeah, let's do it. I've never done an extended stay on daytime TV, and this character seems to be really intricate and different and a little unsafe. So I thought, let's do this and have some fun. Keyes reports that he received a warm welcome on his first day. Everyone was so cool, as I'd hoped they'd be, he raves. It's really a functioning family unit, so it was nice to slide right in and feel like you belong. There's a very welcoming energy. If you show up prepared and ready to kick butt, they're happy to have you there. The veterans are kind and gracious, and I love working with Michelle Morgan, who plays Amanda. That's definitely a privilege. She likes to rehearse like I do, so I felt like we were able to get a good flow every time. Although Keys has been a good star and semi-regular on several primetime shows like Supernatural, DC's Legend of Tomorrow, The Boys, soaps have been on his radar for a while now. When I was in college, someone got me hooked on Days of Our Lives. With Stefano, John, and all those guys, he smiles, I would be constantly late for class because I had to see what was happening. It was so dramatic and so good. Now I've ended up on a soap in a role that's really intriguing. For now, Ripley is slated for a short run, but Keyes says, if they call me again and say, get him back in here, I'll be there. That's my mindset. End of story. On to late-breaking news early editions. This is a preview of this week's stories. On Bold and Beautiful, Thomas arranges a Forrester family dinner where Douglas will take center stage. And Liam gives Zoe cause for concern regarding Thomas's true intentions. On Days of Our Lives, Jack and Jennifer learn the truth about her fall. Steve is shot. Victor contacts Teresa. And Chad makes a surprising discovery. On General Hospital, Julian is unhappy. Willow babysits. Jason offers his opinion, and Julian is overcome with guilt. On Young and Restless, an unexpected guest surprises Victor. Phyllis settles a score. Amanda stands her ground, and Billy loses control. End of story. Over to comings and goings. These are the latest cast changes. Who's coming on Bold and Beautiful? Joe Losisero, playing Vinnie Walker. Thomas's Matthew Atkinson, confidant, is back beginning of February. Vinnie is a guy that Thomas has known since he was a kid, and honestly, he believes Vinnie would always keep his secrets, states Atkinson. There's that kind of bro code between those two guys. Camellia Summers, playing Charlotte, the Forrester intern played by the granddaughter of TV fave Suzanne Summers, appears on February 6th. Bold and Beautiful fans will remember that Thomas, then Pearson Fodey, bedded the impressionable young woman back in 2015. On General Hospital, Dan Burren, playing Link. Burren is playing the sleazy record producer causing major headaches for Brooklyn, played by Amanda Seton. Ryan Carnes, playing Lucas Jones. Lucas, who had been comatose since last December, regained consciousness last week, much to the relief of hubby Brad, played by Perry Shine. Jeff Kober, playing Cyrus Renault, the actor whose credits include runs on Sons of Anarchy and The Walking Dead, debuted last week in the role of Sonny's Maurice Bernard, new mob challenger, Pentonville inmate Cyrus. Brooklyn Ray Silzer, playing Emma Scorpio Drake. Anna's, Vanola Hughes, beloved granddaughter, arrived in Port Charles for a visit recently. On Young and Restless, Cameron Grimes, playing Cassie Newman. Grimes, who plays Mariah, reprises the role of the late Cassie in scenes with Sharon Case's Sharon. Christian Keyes, playing Ripley Turner. Amanda, Michelle Morgan, comes face-to-face with her former fiancé in early February. And who's going? We have only one. On Young and Restless, Zach Tinker, playing Fenmore Baldwin. After a pleasant visit in Genoa City, Fen has taken a new job in Nashville. Over to Hot Plots Preview. What will happen next? On Young and Restless, Cassie visits Sharon. Sharon prepares for her first chemotherapy treatment by planning ahead and cooking meals. Sharon is really in her own mind, as anybody would be, so she's trying to feel normal by doing the normal things she enjoys, but she's overcompensating a little bit, says Sharon Case, who plays Sharon. She has no idea how she's going to feel after chemo, so she's preparing for those times she may not want to cook. Sharon points out to Ray that treatment protocols have changed and she might not feel any bad side effects from the chemo for a while. Case notes, there are a lot of new medications and technology, so chemo isn't what it used to be. Later, Sharon is trying to sleep when she hears someone call out her name. She looks up and is pleased to see Mariah, but taking a closer look, Sharon realizes it's her late daughter, Cassie. Sharon's not afraid, Case affirms. She truly believes that Cassie has somehow come at a time that Sharon could really use a visit from her daughter. On Bold and Beautiful, Thomas surprises Zoe. Thomas hosts a surprise party for Zoe, but he has ulterior motives. In this situation, he's finding another way to get at Hope, explains Matthew Atkinson, who plays Thomas. He has been pining after Hope for so long, and now Thomas is ramping up by throwing this huge party and then giving all this affection to Zoe. I don't think any of it is really that genuine. He's doing it for the purpose of getting a reaction. Thomas gets a response out of both Douglas and Hope. Douglas feels like Thomas felt when he was a child, like he's losing one of his parents, notes Addison. That's the whole point of this. Sadly, he's using Douglas again to achieve these goals. Obviously, his eyes are still 100% focused on Hope. As for Thomas's feelings for Zoe, he doesn't have genuine, real intentions of romance, but he's enjoying spending time with her, the actor shares. He's not out to hurt her. It's more about enjoying the moment. Let's have some fun. Why do we have to put labels on things? It's not that big of a deal to Thomas. On General Hospital, Franco's new gig. After a tension-filled cross with Nicholas, Franco heads off to see Ms. Cassadine, his own ex-lover Ava, where her new marriage is concerned, co-head writer Dan O'Connor explains. Franco knows that not everything is on the up-and-up because they begrudgingly call each other friend. Franco wants to make sure she knows what she's doing, that she may be playing with fire. Ava ends up commissioning him to paint her portrait. Ava getting her portrait made to replace the one of Helena that went up in smoke basically cements her place as the co-head of the Cassadine estate, O'Connor says. Following their meetup, Franco tells his wife all about his new assignment. I think Elizabeth is always a little suspicious when it comes to Ava, O'Connor notes. But she trusts Franco more than she is suspicious of Ava's intentions, and she knows that Franco is an artist who hasn't been able to create in a very long time. She wants to support that, even if she is a little uneasy about him being in close proximity to someone who could be dangerous. On Days of Our Lives, Nicole and Eric reconcile. Nicole finally admits to Eric that she and Brady only pretended to be a couple to keep Kristen away from Brady, and so she could get a little revenge. Nicole still has a huge amount of love for Eric, so if there's even a slight possibility they can get back together, she wants the truth to come out, he explains her portrayer, Arian Zucker. Her disclosure pays off when Eric confesses he was jealous. What woman doesn't like to hear that, muses the actress. Eric reveals he almost slept with Sarah, but is glad she pulled back. He declares he's missed Nicole, wants to reconcile and forgive her. Nicole is all in, says Zucker. She never wanted to end their relationship in the first place. It was such a torture when they broke up. Eric is the love of her life and the person she wants to spend the rest of her life with. The pair shares a kiss, and Eric moves back in with Nicole. Then they make love. For them to be back together, not only emotionally but also physically, it's such a heightened moment for the two of them, adds Zucker. It shows that they can get through anything. End of story. Over to Roundup. The question this week is, what was your character's worst romantic choice? So here we go. John McCook, who plays Eric on Bold and Beautiful, says, considering how many times Eric has been married, it proves what a slow learner he is. I think the obvious answer is Sheila. That was the biggest mistake that he ever made. Even though it became clear to him that it had been a mistake, he still hung in there for a while, so that character was the biggest relationship mistake he ever made. Everything else was wonderful. Donna and the crossover he did with Lauren Fenmore, they were all positive experiences for him. The only thing negative about these experiences was Stephanie, for God's sake. Susan Seaforth Hayes, who plays Julie on Days, says, It was long ago when Julie married Scott Banning in order to get a hold of her child again. She had no regard for him. It was a completely self-serving move to be there for her child and not see another woman raise him. You cannot build a marriage on that. It never was marriage. Julie was discontented and ended up having a wonderful affair with Doug. Perry Shen, who plays Brad on General Hospital, says, trying to seduce Michael Koronos. This may come as a surprise, but Brad didn't fully think out the potential ramifications of that one. Courtney Hope, who plays Sally on Bold and Beautiful, says, I feel like her most romantic choice was Sally's naivete to go back to somebody, Wyatt, who had hurt them without taking a step back and looking at all the pieces and thinking, maybe this isn't a good choice right now and I need a breath and I'll come back to it. But no, she just jumped back in. Greg Reichard, who plays Kevin on Young and Restless, says, I'd have to say, spray tan girl. Nothing against her, she was lovely, but as far as choices go, Kev wasn't exercising his best judgment. Melissa Ordway, who plays Abby on Young and Restless, says, when Abby dated the dating app sex trafficking guy, whoa, that was a bad choice. Chandler Massey, who plays Will on Days, says, getting Gabby pregnant after he already came out and was trying once again to live as a straight man, even though he knew it was never going to work. Yeah, that was a mistake, although it gave them a beautiful child. And that's the end of Roundup. Okay, I know you've been waiting for this, and here we go. The article I promised, February Sweeps Preview. The temperatures are dropping, but the storylines are heating up. Bold and Beautiful, executive producer, head writer Bradley Bell shares what's coming up. Hope, Liam, and Thomas, ripped apart by a stolen kiss, Hope and Liam face their biggest struggle since being reunited with their daughter Beth. Thomas's obsession with Hope is stronger than ever, and he will stop at nothing to get what he wants. In February, Thomas raises the stakes by using Zoe and Douglas in his cruel scheme. Sally, Wyatt, and Flo. Already heartbroken after losing Wyatt to Flo, Sally receives more bad news with a devastating medical diagnosis. Having been sworn to secrecy, Katie begs Sally to confide in Wyatt, but her Spectra pride will not allow her to do so. Will Wyatt find out that Sally is in a desperate struggle for her life? And what will that mean to his committed relationship with Flo? Brooke Ridge, Shauna, Eric, and Quinn. Brooke and Quinn are at war. Eric and Ridge are beside themselves as they watch the women they love do battle. Brooke is convinced that Quinn and Shauna are to blame for her troubles. Ridge, however, makes it clear that the only thing keeping them apart is Brooke's immense hatred of Thomas and her refusal to see that he's no longer a danger to Hope. This month, as the fires heats up between Brooke and Quinn, so does the rift in Brooke's marriage to Ridge. Will Ridge fall in the hands of an adoring Shauna? In other news, during February, a proposal of marriage is made, a formal couple reunites, and the Forrester Creations fashion showdown shifts into high gear. Over to Days of Our Lives. It really is life and death stakes for almost every story, says head writer Ron Carlovati of what's coming up in Salem. Eli, Gabby, Lonnie, and JJ. Eli and Gabby have stepped up this wedding. Julie offers to perform the ceremony. The wedding's imminent, and the question is there anything that JJ and Lonnie can do to stop the wedding when it seems to a lot of ways that Gabby's holding all the cards and Julie's life is at stake? Doug. Bill Hayes, playing Doug, is about to celebrate 50 years of being on Days of Our Lives. I think it's important to honor the actor and the character and the longevity, and also for the fans who have watched that person for so many years. We found a way in by there being an unexpected death in the family that has an impact on Doug and causes him to reminisce about when he first came to town. I don't want to give away too much, but there will be a very nice day that honors him. For Eric, Sarah, and Mickey, so far there's no bone marrow match. It's looking very dire. Eric and Sarah are fearing the worst. At the very 11th hour, when it seems like Maybe Mickey is doomed, a match is found, and it comes from a very unexpected source. For Ben and Sierra, it was always my plan that when it got to its bleakest point for Ben, we would bust Ben on out of prison and do a little sort of romantic interlude of this couple on the run together trying to prove Ben's innocence before it's too late. The stakes couldn't be higher because his life is really on the line. It's really old school kind of soapy story. So often it's the guy rescuing the girl, and here we're trying to flip the script. Will, Maggie, Victor, and Xander. Will is really torn between protecting Maggie and speaking out and saving his own neck. In the meantime, of course, Xander and Victor are trying to jump through hoops, keeping Maggie from knowing the truth. So, just when we think maybe Will is contained and he's not going to say anything, and Xander and Victor think maybe they can breathe a sigh of relief, Maggie is starting to have little flashes of that night. Will the question be moot of whether Will speaks up or not because Maggie may not remember herself? Sunny and Evan. With the divorce finally gone through, it seems like Sunny is ready to take a step toward maybe entering into a relationship with Evan that is romantic. But is the truth about Will going to come out before Sunny turns and commits himself to Evan? For Gina, Stefano, John, and Marlena, essentially, the good guys, Rafe and Roman, are now in a race against time to get to those two couples and sort of rescue John from Gina's clutches and rescue Marlena from Stefano's clutches. For Chad / Stefano, I think one of the moments that we've been waiting for is Chad coming face to face with Stefano, seeing that it's actually Steve, and how is he going to react and what is he going to do? One would think that he would instantly expose him, but it turns out to be a little more complicated than that. For Steve / Kayla, with everything that's going on with Stefano, he gets injured. As Steve, he goes to Kayla for medical help, and while she's tending to him, we wonder if she's going to uncover the truth that there is not exactly, that's not exactly Steve. Obviously, when the story's all coming to a climax, we want Kayla to be part of it. For Kristen and Brady, Kristen has a dream about the baby and can't shake this idea that Rachel somehow needs her and is calling out for her. Her brain is telling her the baby's dead. Her heart is telling her something else. Is that going to lead to her figuring out that her baby is really alive? On General Hospital, co-head writers Chris Van Etten and Dan O'Connor preview a juicy February in Port Charles. The mob war. Sonny has been able to rule the roost in Port Charles for years, but he will have his hands full when a new player, Cyrus, flexes his muscles, says Van Etten. Adds O'Connor, Sonny finds it of particular interest that Taggart is fishing around this new threat, and Carly will have none on her more on her hands as she contends with the appearance of Brando. Laura factors into the tale as well. O'Connor says, Laura has a decision to make. If she's going to do what she needs to do to clean up the mess, what does that mean for her friendship with Sonny? For Finn, Anna, and Sam, Jason, the question for both couples is whether the truth about Peter will come out, and if so, how would it re-trigger these relationships? Van Etten notes Jason and Sam's future is dependent on whether they can get the goods on Peter. Anna and Finn's relationship is dependent on whether Peter can keep up his cover or not. Peter's future is dependent on whether he can move fast enough to protect the characters that he has created in the minds of everyone in Port Charles. And if he can, where does that leave Jason and Sam? The baby switch. The climax to the baby switch story is fast approaching, promises Van Etten. We are in the final chapters, and the final chapters could not begin without Nell getting out of prison and stirring several pots in the Port Charles area. Elaborates O'Connor, Julian is relieved that his son appears to be making full recovery, but he's even more relieved that he does not seem to remember Brad's confession before the accident. But Lucas is a ticking time bomb. He's having flickers of memories that could ultimately lead to not only Brad's lie being exposed, but Julian's complicity, and what would that mean for Julian's safety if the Corinthos family were to find out? For Ava and Nicholas, neither Ava nor Nicholas want to be married to each other, Van Etten says, but they have to stay married to each other if they want to stay rich. They are both angling for ways to divorce each other and wrest control of the Cassadine fortune. For Franco and Elizabeth, Van Etten says Franco and Elizabeth's wedded bliss will face a new test when another couple whose marital issues have repercussions on their own marriage. Alexis and Neil. Neil decides to fight to keep his license, and Alexis, as his friend, will do her duty to help him in that effort, says Van Etten. For Jax, Nina, and Valentin, teases Van Etten, in spite of Nina leaving him at the altar and having conspired with Ava to undo him, Valentin still carries a torch for Nina. Nina, however, is taking steps to move on from Valentin. Will her steps finally have her crossing paths with Jax, and will those steps wind up with them tripping into bed with each other? The Quartermains, there is a threat looming for the entire family, O'Connor says, a threat that may be closer than they realize. Can they put aside their differences and petty squabbling to come together to vanquish this threat? End of story. I know I have left out The Young and Restless, but we've run out of time. So what I will do is next week we will start with the end of the February sweeps preview. This is Leslie Hunt, your volunteer broadcaster on Soap Opera Stars. Until next week, good night.